It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And by this time tomorrow, voters in Alabama will be heading to the polls to decide whether Republican Roy Moore should be a United States senator. Roy Moore stands accused of sexual misconduct by at least 9 women, including one who says that he assaulted her when she was a 14-year-old girl. The president of the United States has weighed in on this race.
We need Roy to help us with the Republican Senate. We will win and we will make America great again.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
That's a telephone robocall you heard there, hosted by Donald Trump, the president of the United States, beamed into Alabama, urging voters to get out for Roy Moore. Democrat Doug Jones still faces tough odds in conservative Alabama, but this is the most closely watched Senate special election in anyone's recent memory. Pat Duggins is news director at Alabama Public Radio. He's been keeping us up to date on every step in this race. Pat, welcome back as always.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Well, you heard President Trump urging people to get out for Roy Moore there. President Trump is popular in Alabama, Pat. There's no question about it. What are the latest polls telling us? Do they tell us much about how this might go?
I think at this stage of the game, Todd, nobody really cares about the polls because it's like, you know, what a lot of people in the press are saying, okay, if you look back at the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump election, the polls weren't really all that accurate. Now, if you take a look at Alabama, there's a historical precedent that goes back even earlier than that, because as part of our coverage, we spoke to historians at the University of Alabama who said that if you go back to the 1960s and Governor George Wallace, the racist segregationist governor back then, people would come out of the voting booth and they'd go to the exit pollers and say, oh, I'm not voting for that dirty, rotten racist. I'm voting for the other guy. And then Wallace would wind up winning by a landslide. So There's the concern that people are not being very forthcoming.
Yeah, whether they're willing to support Roy Moore, are they willing to admit it in public? That's a question that I guess we'll know the answer to on Wednesday. Pat, we heard Donald Trump there. There's also the possibility, we're told, of President Obama wading in with a robocall of his own. And the idea there has to be to try to drive up turnout among African-American voters.
Well, actually, Roy Moore helped do that himself, because back in September, when he was actually taking questions from the press, someone from the LA Times asked him, okay, Donald Trump's big slogan is make America great again. And they asked Moore, when was the last time America was great? And Moore thought for a moment and said, well, you know, the Civil War was actually pretty good. And I guess, you know, it depends on whether or not you're wearing the chains as to whether or not that's accurate. But It brought forth just a wave of war from both the press and the public regarding, you know, the implications of slavery and whether or not he thought that was a good idea.
Pat, Alabama has another Republican senator already. He's called Richard Shelby, and Richard Shelby's been talking about this race, too.
There's a time, we call it a tipping point, and I think so many accusations, so many cuts, so many drip, drip, drip. When it got to the 14-year-old story, that was enough for me. I said, I can't vote for Roy Moore.
Richard Shelby is a Republican. He's been a senator in Alabama for decades, and the name Shelby's a big name in your state. Does that hold any sway with Republicans?
Well, let's put it this way. You've got Richard Shelby, who says that, okay, I put in a write-in candidate. He didn't say which one, but he put in a write-in candidate. Then you've got the other write-in candidate, Lee Busby, out of Tuscaloosa, whose also his name is on the ballot. So everybody is just, you know, confused as to whether or not what kind of Ralph Nader effect that's going to have on the election, because if you remember Ralph Nader, when, you know, he ran alongside Al Gore and George W. Bush, it was already a tight race, and there was some concern, oh my gosh, how many votes from one side or the other did Ralph Nader, you know, siphon away? Lee Busby, there's concern he may take votes away from Doug Jones. He may take votes away from Roy Moore. There may be other write-in candidates for Republicans who just simply can't vote for Roy Moore, but they couldn't possibly bring themselves to vote for a Democrat. So again, until the numbers come in, we're simply not going to know.
One day to go before this closely watched Senate special in Alabama. Pat Duggins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.